Welcome to Book Bistro, where book enthusiasts come to chat about the books they love in a warm and supportive environment. This episode is airing on Tuesday, April 30th, 2024. Good morning, everyone. It's Shannon back with you for a Tuesday morning episode. You can find us on Facebook by searching for Book Bistro Podcast. There we have our usual Facebook page where we keep track of our Wednesday reads and also post information about the Friday episodes. We also have a Facebook listener group that you're welcome to join. And if you prefer a different type of listener group, you can contact us and ask about our WhatsApp group. Both groups are pretty small, not super high traffic, and we would love to have you. If you want to get in touch with us off of social media, you can do so by sending an email to thebookbistropodcast@gmail.com. If you're looking for our main hosting page, where you can find information on the podcatchers that make Book Bistro available to you, you can find that information in our show notes. And we are talking about books that are coming out this week. And there are, of course, some great ones. A lot of YA stuff today, actually. So we are going to get started, as we usually do, with books that you've heard us talk about before on our most anticipated releases of April episode. And I'm starting with a nonfiction essay collection that Robin mentioned. This is Disability Intimacy, Essays on Love, Care, and Desire, edited by Alice Wong. This is one that I will definitely be reading as well, because I think it is important, and I really enjoyed Disability Visibility, which was the first collection that she edited. Moving away now from nonfiction, Melissa is looking forward to the thriller Home is Where the Bodies Are, which is by Geneva Rose. Stacy is looking forward to a romance called Happy Medium by Sarah Adler. And I am anticipating Truly, Madly, Deeply, which is the queer romance by Alexandria Bell Fleur. So these are books that we've talked about before, and I'm moving on now to some books that you haven't heard us talk about. And I am starting off with young adult, because there is quite a bit of it today. First up is The Lilies. This is by Quinn Diacon Furtado. And this is one that I am on hold for at my public library. It's like a secret society at a prestigious school kind of thing. Lots of intrigue. You know, I'm really into the whole like cult and secret society or sororities kind of deal. And I feel like young adult thrillers do this really well. So I am excited for this. And it is The Lilies by Quinn Diacon Furtado. We also have What's Eating Jackie O by Patricia Park. And you may remember her name. She wrote Imposter Syndrome and Other Confessions of Alejandra Kim last year. And this is another standalone YA contemporary. And I did not read the Alejandra Kim book yet, although not for any reason, just I haven't gotten to it. But I have heard good things about Park's writing. So this is definitely someone that I will be checking out. And this is What's Eating Jackie O by Patricia Park. We also have The Last Boyfriend's Rules for Revenge. And it's by Matthew Hubbard. He is a young adult contemporary about a group of boys who decide that they want revenge on their last boyfriends. So it has definitely some queer content, which always makes me happy, and some revenge, which, you know, nothing wrong with a little revenge, right? Especially in fiction. I'm here for it. So this is The Last Boyfriend's Rules for Revenge by Matthew Hubbard. There's also a new Jennifer Dugan book. This is Playing for Keeps. And Jennifer Dugan has written a lot of young adult contemporary, some romance, some young adult horror. This one, though, looks more just like a young adult contemporary with romantic elements. And it is Playing for Keeps by Jennifer Dugan. I also need to mention Not Like Other Girls by Meredith Adamo. This is a debut novel, and I have heard so much good pre-publication buzz about this. My library did like a feature on this author. I've seen interviews with them on different blogs, and it just looks super good. I'm very excited. I love when debut authors get like that big push of their work so that it just flies out into, into social media and it becomes kind of part of people's awareness, like even before it's out. And I'm hoping that this book lives up to all of its hype. It's Not Like Other Girls by Meredith Adamo. So those are some new adult, I mean, some young adult books. I'm moving on now to a couple of historical novels. We have Miss Morgan's Book Brigade by Janet Skessling Charles. And Brooke talked about one of her books for a historical fiction episode a couple of years ago. And this is, of course, a book about books, which is always a popular thing here. And I love how books were important, like even historically. There's a lot of books about the importance of libraries and the ways in which they changed and shaped the world. So I am definitely looking forward to reading this. It is Miss Morgan's Book Brigade by Janet Skessling Charles. And we have The Girl from the Grand Hotel by Camille Aubrey. She wrote books like The Godmothers and Cooking for Picasso. But this one is about the first Cannes Film Festival. And of course, Europe was on the brink of war. So there's a lot of stuff going on here. But I am very intrigued by the idea of seeing like those early film festivals and how they were covered. So this is The Girl from the Grand Hotel by Camille Aubrey. All right, let's have some fantasy and some paranormal women's fiction, things like this. First up, we have Green Vampire. This is Mackenzie Green, book four by J.S. Kennedy. This is a series that Brooke has talked about, I think, pretty recently, the last time we did like a fantasy themed episode. And this is the fourth book, as I've said. I have the first one sitting on my iPad. Brooke definitely highly recommends it, and I've seen good reviews on it. So this is one that I want to check out. But I will not be starting with this one since it is book four. This is Green Vampire, Mackenzie Green, book four by J.S. Kennedy. We also have a new Yasmin Gallinor, and somehow I did not know that we had this. This is Starlight Demons. It's Starlight Hollow, book three, again by Yasmin Gallinor. And I usually follow her new releases pretty closely. And I knew that she was going to be releasing the third Starlight Hollow book, but for some reason I was thinking it was coming out more toward the summer. But it is out this week. And so that is awesome. I love this series. I love like the Dragonette character. I love just seeing her kind of flesh out these particular characters and this world, even though it's set in the same universe as her moon, I can't talk, excuse me, her Moonshadow Bay series. I just like seeing all these new towns develop. So this is Starlight Demons, Starlight Hollow, book three by Yasmin Gallinor. And I'm going to tell you about a new paranormal women's fiction series. This is Susan, You're the Chosen One. Welcome to Midlife Magic, Book One by Loretta Hignett. And I am always happy to see more paranormal women's fiction. If you don't know, it is urban fantasy-like, but it features characters over the age of 40. So your main character, is a woman 40 or older. And they're usually like discovering magic for the first time. Some of them are really light and funny, and others are a little bit darker. So I'm not sure where this one falls, but I will definitely be checking it out. It is Susan, You're the Chosen One. Welcome to Midlife Magic, Book One by Loretta Hicknett. All right, let's talk about a couple of romances. First up is The Library of Borrowed Hearts by Lucy Gilmore. And she wrote a book last year that Christine talked about on the podcast when we did a Books About Books episode. And it was the Lonely Hearts Book Club. So this one has kind of a similar title. And I am definitely excited about it. As I said, books about books are popular here. And I love when not only are people discovering kind of the beauty of books, but they also find love and like close friendship relationships along the way. So this is one that I will be reading, and it is The Library of Borrowed Hearts, and it is by Lucy Gilmore. This next book is one that I am very excited about. This is Colton Gentry's Third Act by Jeff Zentner. And Jeff Zentner has been writing novels for young adults, and I have not seen an adult novel from him. So this looks like a first. And it is categorized as a romance. It is about a country singer named Colton Gentry. His life is imploding, and he is looking for, a second chance at love and at fame and just, I guess, at a life. So Jeff Zentner has written things like Goodbye Days, which is an incredible YA novel. But I am so excited to see what his writing voice is like writing for adults. So this is Colton Gentry's Third Act by Jeff Zentner. All right, rounding us out here, I want to talk about a few mysteries and thrillers and things like that. So first up, we have Missing White Woman. This is by Kelly Garrett. I have read a couple of Kelly Garrett's other books. She has written a standalone. She's also written a series of kind of like murder mystery investigations. But this one is more of a psychological thriller, and it is Missing White Woman by Kelly Garrett. There's also a new Jude Devereaux book this week, and this is part of her mystery series. So this is an unfinished murder. These are the Meddler Mysteries. This is book five, and again, it's by Jude Devereaux. It always messes with me just a little bit to see Jude Devereaux writing mysteries, since when I first started reading her, way back in the 90s, she was writing these historical romances, and then she did a couple kind of contemporary ones, but to see her writing mysteries is a little bit different. But I love how flexible she is and how everything she writes just ends up feeling very fresh and not at all formulaic. So if you've never read a Jude Devereaux and you kind of want to see what her writing is like, you can either, go way back into the archives and read something that she's written, like that is kind of an older, what I call the romances of my youth. Or you could check out something more modern like this, and her Meddler Mystery series. So this one is an unfinished murder, Meddler Mysteries, Book Five by Jude Devereaux. And last up today is a debut, and I love this title. This is Every Time I Go on Vacation, Someone Dies. I'm not sure that that's a good kind of vacation to go on, but here we are. This is Vacation Mysteries, Book One by Katherine Mack. So this is billed as a cozy mystery series, and those are not always things that I like, although I have, discovered a way to kind of be a little bit more open to them recently. But the synopsis to this just really caught my attention. And as I said, I think the title is amazing. So I did have to mention it here. And I know that a lot of people are big cozy mystery fans and are always looking for for new ones to read. So if that's you, then this is one that you might want to pay attention to. It is Every Time I Go on Vacation, Someone Dies. Vacation Mysteries, Book One by Katherine Mack. So those are the new books that I have for you this week. I hope all of you are doing well. It is heating up here in my part of the country. It is going to be about 80 degrees today, which is a little much for the very end of April, but I don't have control of these things. So I hope whatever you are doing, you are enjoying nice weather and, of course, good books. So I hope you're safe, well, and as always, well read. If you would like to let us know your thoughts, you can do that by leaving us a rating or a review on Apple Podcasts or any other platform you use to access the show. And not only does it allow us to see your feedback, but it also helps other book lovers to find us, which is a great thing. So I will be back next Tuesday morning with more bookish fabulousness. And some number of us will be back on Friday with more discussion of great books. Take care, everybody.